While in Poland, I also visited the Museum Historyczne Miasta Krakowa Fabryka Emilia Oskara Schindlera, also known as Oskar Schindler's Factory, in Krakow. Exhibition Krakow Under Nazi Occupation, 1939 to 1945, is located in the former administrative building of Oskar Schindler's Enamel Factory at 4 Lipowa Street. The exhibition is primarily a story about Krakow and its inhabitants, both Polish and Jewish, during World War II. It is also a story about Nazi Germans, the occupiers who arrived here on the 6th of September in 1939, brutally disrupting Krakow's centuries-long history of Polish-Jewish relations. The great history of World War II intersects here with everyday life, and the personal dramas of individual people overlap with the tragedy which affected the whole world. The wartime history and its owner, Oskar Schindler, was brought into the limelight in 1993 by Steven Spielberg's film Schindler's List. Ever since that time, tourists from all over the world have been coming to Lipowa Street to visit the place where Schindler saved the lives of over 1,000 people. The character of Oskar Schindler and the life stories of the Krakow Jews he saved are presented in the exhibition as part of the city's complex wartime history. Oskar Schindler's heroic attitude is presented in close-up in his former office. Luckily, the historic room located in the factory's administrative building has been preserved intact throughout the years. The dominant feature here is the symbolic survivor's ark made of thousands of enameled pots, similar to those manufactured by Schindler's employees during the war. The exhibition scenario was prepared by a team of Krakow-based specialists headed by the curator of the exhibition. The narrative created by that team combines documentary photographs, eyewitness accounts, film documentaries, and multimedia presentations. All of these elements are put together to make a vivid chronological vision of the city's history. The exhibition presents the tragedy of the war both in the individual and in the collective dimension, but it also portrays everyday life in the Nazi-occupied Krakow, as it is immortalized in ordinary objects, photographs, newspapers, personal and official documents. The 45 exhibition rooms have been used to present Krakow's history in almost tangible way, enabling visitors to get a personal experience of the past and to feel the dramatic emotions shared by the city's wartime residents. Extensive multimedia solutions, including 30 interactive multimedia kiosks with touch screens, 70 soundtracks, and 15 video projectors create an attractive, contemporary, and visitor-oriented museum environment. The motto of this permanent exhibition and of the entire new branch of the Historical Museum of the City of Krakow is the Factory of Memory. The space of remembrance created at the former enamel factory offers the visitors an opportunity to confront the past in a personal way. Honorary patronage of the exhibition include the Ambassador of Israel to Poland, Ambassador of Germany to Poland, Consul General of the United States to Poland, and Minister of Culture and National Heritage. It is important to note that Oskar Schindler was born on the 28th of April 1908, and he died on the 9th of October 1974. He was a German industrialist, spy, and member of the Nazi Party, who is credited with saving the lives of 1,200 Jews during the Holocaust by employing them in his enamelware and ammunitions factories, which were located in occupied Poland. He is the subject of the 1982 novel Schindler's Ark and the subsequent 1993 film Schindler's List, which reflected his life as an opportunist initially motivated by profit, who came to show extraordinary initiative, tenacity, and dedication to save the lives of his Jewish employees. After the German troops had entered Krakow on the 6th of September in 1939, Schindler was ordered to move into that city and undertake economic activity. He soon became the trustee of a pots and pans shop on Krakowska Street and of the former records factory of enameled vessels. Schindler expanded the company's production profile, transforming it into DEF and then using the capital obtained from the Jews, considerably extending the factory premises. From that time on, the DEF manufactured not only enameled vessels, but also various items for the German munitions industry. And it was thanks to the latter form of activity that the company was able to survive, since warfare industries enjoyed special privileges at that time when Germany's military activities intensified on several fronts. The factory yielded profit mainly thanks to the production for the German army, but it also benefited from selling its products on the black market, for which Schindler was arrested for several times. However, by using his connections with a number of high Nazi officials in the general government, he managed to get himself out of trouble every time. The number of DEF's Jewish employees grew year after year, although at the beginning, Schindler's motivation in that respect was purely economic. In 1943, he built a camp for the several hundred of his Jewish workers at the back of the factory. In 1944, when the front line rapidly approached Krakow, Schindler evacuated the factory staff and equipment. This is where he continued to operate until the arrival of the Red Army on the 8th of May in 1945. Schindler's Jewish employees gave him and his wife Amelia a letter describing his humanitarian activities during the war, which was to guarantee the German couple a safe journey. After the end of the war, Schindler stayed in touch with his Jewish survivors, who aided him financially, both via individual donations and through various Jewish organizations. It was thanks to that support that he managed to leave for Argentina, where he ran a farm. However, soon he went bankrupt. After some time, Schindler decided to return to Germany, where he settled for good. The story of his life and work was popularized by the former Jewish workers from Krakow. Invited by his former employees, he traveled to Israel many times. In 1963, Oskar Schindler was awarded the title of Righteous Among the Nations by the Yad Vashem Institute based in Jerusalem. He died in 1974 in Germany, and in compliance with his wish, was buried at the Catholic cemetery at Mount Zion in Jerusalem. The legend of Oskar Schindler was largely publicized in the book called Schindler's Ark, but it was not until the novel was adopted into Steven Spielberg's feature film, Schindler's List, that the story of Schindler gained global recognition. I'd like to finish off by sincerely thanking my grandmother, Ursula Malinowska, Pani Jola, and Pan Maciek for taking the time out of their busy schedules to show me Oskar Schindler's factory. Thank you from the bottom of my heart.